everybody. Michelle here. First of all, I want to apologize because I missed last week's Software Sunday. So, for this one, we're going to do what we were going to do last week. Now, it is all access menus and more. Now, I'm just going to double check on that because it's better to know stuff. Anyway, what they are is a place where you can go and find out what they have on the menu. And if they've kept their menus updated, you can tell the person what you want and go from there. Now, one thing I noticed for Canada, McDonald's just directs you to the site, which I'm not really happy with. It would be nice to have something on there, but that's okay. There's a lot of people that don't know about the app, so I'm going to do a lot of educating. I think that would be a very good thing. Same with Boston Pizza. They don't have, they're listed, but they don't have the menu on there. But what it's supposed to be able to do, and some restaurants here in Edmonton do this, is whether you are visually impaired, deaf, whether you cannot speak for whatever reason, you can actually go on this app, look at the menu. There's not very many other meals have pictures yet. So I'm hoping that people get on there and they kind of help them out, because I think you can. So you get on there and you order your meal. Now, you can either show it to the waiter or waitress, or you can even, if you can't speak and you'd like to speak it out, it'll speak for you. It'll work with VoiceOver. Plus, it does have its own limited speech. I don't like it personally. One of my issues is that it has to come down, because no matter where you have that set or your phone set, it is blaring and it comes out distorted, and it's just really annoying. Another issue that I have, now maybe this is just because it's going by the location, it knows, like for example, the Carrot Coffee House, it's just listed as the Carrot under all. It needs to be listed as a coffee house. So, it needs some refinement, but I'm really hoping that they do some work on this. I'm actually going to do to get a hold of them with regards to some feedback, because I see it being a very, very good thing for people with all disabilities. The print is already fairly large. So that makes it really beneficial for those who have a that are like me, that just are print challenged. Access. I'm just Googling this because I don't have. If I go into Oh, sorry. All access, talking menus, and more. I was close. So, and there's, that actually came up right beautifully in Google. And so I'm actually on their site. It's a, you know, it's a home about us, accessibility, contact us, gives the App Store link, and shows some of their tweets. So I am definitely going to actually work on this and give them some feedback. I'd recommend that you try it out for your hometown. Above all, out of 5 stars, at this point in time, maybe it's just because of it being a Canadian city. I don't know where they're based, but I would give them a 3.5. Because I think it'd be really good to, you know, to use for anyone, even those that don't have a disability. Now, okay, so it, I think you could go to www.wix.com/allaccesstest. Now, I hope that's just not a test site, so I'm going to be looking at that, but it might be something for you to all check out. Okay, so wherever your journeys take you, I hope that was a good review for you, but wherever they take you, stay safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.